I am the people's coach, Steve Alvano, reminding you, work is one-third of your life. We can make it better because we can talk about it. And how was your work this week? Well, today we will depart from our usual call-in format to present to you a special Workplace Expressway show. The workplace is an ever-changing dynamic place, and as is the practice of this show, we'd like to be on the cutting edge of workplace think. Today, we will focus on four special trends in the workplace. To start us off, you have all heard me stress that sharpening your negotiation skills will be a top five needed skill today and in the coming decade for anyone in business at any level. And here on the telephone to tell you more about why negotiation skills are so important is a good friend of mine, Ira Asherman. Now, Ira is a negotiations expert and consultant who specializes in the pharma industry. Ira, tell us, why is negotiation so important a skill for today's business person?
Well, I think a number of things have happened, Steve, that have significantly altered the environment. One is the significant number of cross-functional teams, where people are now working on teams where they don't have any direct authority over people.
Right.
Have to learn to negotiate with coworkers to get things done.
So those matrix management type of atmospheres causes you to make relationships, isn't that true?
That is correct.
Right. And what do you see as some of the issues that people need to learn, or some of those trouble spots? You know, we've been all thrown into this matrix world.
Right.
What do you've seen are the skills, and what are some of the trouble spots that people should learn to manage?
Well, I think the big problem is that people don't plan very well.
Right.
What most folks do is they tend to focus on themselves rather than focusing on the other party, the needs and interests of the other party.
Right.
And I think as a result of that, they then end up in negotiations that are very, very potentially antagonistic in nature, rather than looking for solutions that can work for both parties.
Wow, that's interesting. It takes me back to my old TQM days when we were learning best customer service. It's almost the same notion. That is, you got to think about the other guy in their shoes rather than what kind of day I'm having as I'm about to serve the customer. Isn't that true?
It's no different. It's the type of thing we taught in sales training years ago. You need to understand the person that you're negotiating with. And I think what's happened now is we so focus on ourselves and become so convinced that we are right that we don't take the time to think about that guy or gal who is sitting opposite us, what their needs are, what it is they need from us so they can say yes.
Wow, that's interesting, because what you're really saying here is that to be a good negotiator, you've really got to focus on what the other person needs rather than yours. What else do we know about good negotiators, Ira?
Well, I think the good negotiator, in my experience, understands two things. Understands the other person believes that they are right. And I think that's an important issue to understand, that people don't come to the bargaining table believing they are wrong.
Right.
And I think if you come to the table believing the other person is right, you negotiate differently.
Now, is it your job then to consider that I might be wrong, me personally?
No, I don't think it necessarily means that I am wrong, but it means that the other person also has a definition of right.
I got it.
And part of what I then need to do as a negotiator is understand why the other person believes he's right.
Tell me a little bit more about some of the techniques and the focus you should have when you're going into negotiations.
Well, I think deriving from that notion of that the other person believes they're right too, I need to ask a lot more questions early in the negotiation. I need to move the focus away from myself to the other person to try to understand why they believe they're right. Because not only once I know that, then maybe I can fashion a solution that works for both of us. So we're really talking about good listening skills. We're talking about good communication skills in terms of asking questions, clarifying, summarizing, making sure you understand that other person.
Ira, you said at the beginning that being prepared is an important part. Most people don't prepare for negotiations. Is knowing that other person's history part of that preparation before you go in there and maybe step on the wrong toes?
No question about it. You want to look at your history with that person and what other history do you know generally about that person in terms of how they negotiate, how they do business? But I also like to take a look at what it is that's happened with myself and that person in the past. What's our history? And I guess it's very much a part of that is what's the degree of trust that exists between us.
Sure. So credibility is key here, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you really, and once that trust is broken, it's very hard to repair. Have you ever had a situation where a company or just two individuals' trust has been broken, and that's the big horse's head sitting on the table?
Yeah, absolutely.
So how do you get through that?
Well, I think the only thing that you can do with that is really try to address the issue. What is it that's happened that so negatively affected the trust between the two of us?
Right.
Because one of the things I've learned over the years is that the more critical the problem, the greater the need for trust. And I think many times I see people in business kid themselves by saying, you know, this is business. And since it's business, you know, we all know what our obligations are. We all know what our objectives are. It's not a problem.
Yeah.
And I think people are being naive.
Right.
When people don't trust you, when you don't trust them, it becomes increasingly difficult to negotiate the tough issues.
Ira Ashman, negotiating consultant, give us a little of your insight, please, on how much negotiations are grounded in people's emotions as opposed to the factors that are on the table.
Well, I think there is a great deal of that, and I think sometimes we don't acknowledge the degree to which that's playing an effect and having an impact on the negotiation. I think people come to negotiations, Steve, doing what I call telling themselves stories. They have stories about themselves, stories about you, stories about the negotiation that's about to take place. So there is a great deal of emotion that people bring to the table.
Yep.
And that emotion can have a significant impact on their ability to navigate the structure of the negotiation process.
Now, back in my negotiating days when I was dealing with unions, clearly that horse's head could throw you off for days.
Absolutely.
And trying to get that back in, sometimes it would be the removal of maybe the main players who were wrapped up in the emotion. I'm sure you've seen some of that.
Absolutely. Sometimes it may be appropriate to remove one of the key negotiators. But I think to go back where we started, especially, for example, on matrix teams,
right,
you may not have that option. You can't, you know, just trade people away. You
right.
can't just change team members as easily as we might like.
Right. The
do.
Director of finance is the director of finance. You
that
have to deal
correct.
With him. Yeah.
And the person he is assigned to the team, that's who is on the team. And
so it's a lot of self-discipline as well from the standpoint of the first person.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we all have to get into a mindset, and it really is a mindset of how I'm going to approach this and really dispose of some of the emotional things that makes you, you know, come up with hiccups.
I think it's important to do that because not only is it the matrix teams and where we're negotiating, but the companies are doing now so many joint ventures, so many activities with other companies, so much outsourcing is taking place. And I think unless you appreciate the emotions, unless you appreciate the other person, those types of deals become increasingly difficult to consummate.
I can see that. Now, with the minute and a half we have left, I wanted to ask you, can someone really improve in these skills, or is this just, you know, who you are and you're born with good negotiations? I mean, have you seen people go from, you know, the terrible type of negotiator, the hard head, all the way through the person who's far, you know, better rounded across the table?
Well, I don't think people are going to move 180 degrees.
Right.
Not in a short period of time. But I think this is a skill that can be taught. Clearly, there are some people, like in any other skill, Steve, and you know this, are more comfortable with this process than others. But I think it's definitely a skill that can be taught. I've seen that in my own work, people who have been to our workshops, people who I've coached, seeing their skills over time evolve and develop to the point where they are comfortable at the negotiating table.
Now, folks, I've sat in through Ira's training in past years, and let me tell you, even for an old workhorse like me, it was enlightening to redefine my skills because negotiations today feel and look different than they did 20 years ago. Have you seen that through all the industries, Ira?
I can't talk about it even all the industries, but I've definitely seen it in the pharmaceutical industry where I spend so much of my time, And as just reviewing of the literature, it is clear we've seen an evolution in the process and how people think about negotiation.
Ira, with the short time we have left, tell the folks how they can get in touch with you and your organization.
Well, I can easily be reached in New York City. My telephone number is 212-243-0782. And a wonderful email address, ira@asherman.com.
There you have it. Ira Asherman, consultant on negotiations and an expert in the farmer area. We appreciate your time, and we look forward to talking to you further in the future.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ira.
Time now for the Workplace Expressway. Here's your host, Executive Coach Steve.